Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The process of hiring a Sildana City Manager advanced with the acceptance of the revised City Manager job description through a consent agenda passage of Resolution 2022-56 by the Sildana City Council at the Council's December 14th General Meeting. Sildana Mayor Paul Whitney commented on the resolution, which had been passed through the consent agenda.
Through that resolution, job description changes to modernize the terminology in it and to bring it more current with the actual job that's being conducted now. Minor changes and clarifications and modernization of the city manager's job description that will be going out when we start advertising for the position.
Human Resources Manager Jessica O'Regan, through a memorandum to Whitney and members of the City Council, stated she reviewed the updated salary data for comparable positions and proposed the salary be advertised as $140,000 to $170,000, depending on experience. Councilmember Lisa Parker highlighted a change in the experience requirement to the job description, which is included in the laid-down resolution.
One of the changes that we did make is originally you could substitute degree with 10 years of progressive experience. We changed that 10 years to 15 years of experience.
The mayor and vice mayor, in coordination with the HR manager, authorized to oversee the administrative tasks and scheduling necessary to proceed through the hiring process. The city shall begin advertising the vacancy as soon as practical, and the position will remain open until filled, with a first review date of January 16, 2023. The city will contract with an outside firm to assist with advertising the recruitment. The HR manager will perform reference checks on all candidates selected for interviews. Interview dates will be set, and publicly noticed meetings will include application materials in the meeting packet. Candidates moving forward to the interview process will be contacted and provided the opportunity to withdraw their application prior to it being made public. After the council selected a finalist for the position, a conditional offer of employment may be made subject to a successful background check. When the employment contract is tentatively agreed upon, it will be brought to the council for consideration by resolution. The opening for Sildana City Manager came about as a result of the current city manager, Stephanie Queen, giving her notice November 29th to not seek to renew her employment contract as Sildana City Manager. The sport and personal use racer clam fisheries on the East Cook Inlet beaches from the mouth of the Kenai River to the tip of the Homer Spit will remain closed in 2023. The most recent abundance surveys conducted in spring of 2022 at Anilchik and Clam Gulch beaches found the adult abundance estimates were below the threshold that would allow a harvest opportunity to occur. Racer clam abundance surveys will be conducted in those areas again in April and May of 2023. East Cook Inlet racer clam sport and personal use fisheries were closed annually by emergency order from 2015 through 2022. In March of 2022, the Alaska Board of Fisheries adopted a management plan that requires the adult racer clam abundance to meet or exceed 50% of the historical average abundance to open a limited harvest opportunity. The fisheries remains closed if the 50% threshold is not met, which is the case for 2023. Unfortunately, the number of adult clams in Anilchik and Clam Gulch were not sufficient to support harvest opportunity, said Lower Cook Inlet Area Management Biologist Mike Boos. Below average growth and very high natural mortality rates resulted in fewer than expected adult clams for both areas. The spring 2022 abundance survey in Anilchik was conducted at the South Beach. Adult abundance was 103,020, which was 64% below the abundance threshold required to open that area to harvest. Preliminary results indicate natural mortality over the 2021-2022 winter was approximately 71% in the Anilchik area. In the Clam Gulch area, racer clam abundance was assessed at the North Beach and the adult abundance was 847,099. You'll find more on this emergency order on the story at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.